We bless you, Abba Yahweh, on another day of your Shabbat. We bless Brother Nathan Hill. Strengthen him, Abba Yahweh. Sister Tucker. Brother David Morning, Abba Yahweh. Brother Floyd and his family. The Bradley's family, Abba Yahweh. Strengthen Sister Pamela. Sister Karen Washington, Abba Yahweh. The Heath family. Pastor Brown. Give him a word, Abba Yahweh, for your people today. Pastor Hung. Pastor Amdi Israel, Abba Yahweh. Strengthen him, Abba Yahweh. Let him speak through your Ruah today, Abba Yahweh. Brother Aaron and Brother Yehuda, Abba Yahweh. Let your Ruah fill the house today, Abba Yahweh. And well is here, Abba Yahweh. Touch your people this day, Abba Yahweh. Break the shackles and the bondage from your people. Give them free liberty, Abba Yahweh, to Shabbat your precious name, Abba. Abba Yahweh, just have your way and be in the midst today, Abba. Bless the house today, Abba Yahweh. And our pastor in his absence today, Abba Yahweh. Strengthen him down there. And Pastor Amdi Israel today, Abba Yahweh. They may be blessed, Abba Yahweh. Your precious son, Yeshua the Lamb, I pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Bless you, Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, we bless your precious name today, Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Abba Yahweh. As your scriptures say, Abba Yahweh, acknowledge you in all our ways, Abba Yahweh.
Yes.
That you will direct our path, Abba Yahweh. Or we're just going to let you have your way today, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, you speak, Abba Yahweh. Let it not be of my will, or my way, or my thoughts. But of your Ruah, Abba Yahweh. Strengthen the house today, Abba Yahweh. Break the shackles and the bondage from off your people, Abba Yahweh. Give them a free liberty, Abba Yahweh. Just to praise your precious name, Abba Yahweh. For knowing that you gave us a hope in your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach, Abba Yahweh. Oh, let us rejoice, Abba Yahweh. That you breathe the breath of life in us once again, Abba Yahweh. Oh, you gave us another day, Abba Yahweh. And I thank you, Abba Yahweh. Oh, I bless you this day, Abba Yahweh. And oh, once again, your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You may be seated. Where is the light of Abba Yahweh? Turn to Psalms 1. It says, blessed is the man that walked not in the counsel of the wicked. As the brother was speaking on Wednesday night, that Abba Yahweh breathed the breath of life and we became a living soul. Where is the light of Abba Yahweh? Why are the light not shining? Isn't the righteous of Abba Yahweh? Are we like those of the world? Why are we not proclaiming? We said we are the Kedusha of Abba Yahweh. Why are the light not shining before this world that we are the people? A set apart people? Are we trying to blend in with the world? Tell me, where are the light of Abba Yahweh in his conditions today? Why does not the people see the light shining bright? He said, we are a city. Turn to Matthew 5 and 13. He said, we are a city that sit up on a hill and cannot be hid. But somewhere or another, that the people of Yahweh are not standing for what they speak. They know the name, but they're not walking in the true Torah of Abba Yahweh. Where is the light of Abba Yahweh? Are we designed to think of this world like our adversary, Satan, have those that he got there in the world? He said, we are not of this world. But even though we're in this world, we love not the things that are in this world, but the things that are Abba Yahweh, that strengthen the spiritual man, that we walk not according to this flesh of ours, but according to Abba Yahweh. Where is the light of Abba Yahweh today? Do we have a people that's going to stand and proclaim that his precious son, that he sent for us, that we may have a life, eternal life. Let his blood be in vain. Are we saints? Are you going to have a people that he shows Satan that he do have a people that is going to stand and be in one mind and be in one accord with Abba Yahweh? And then it goes to say, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Is there light in your house today, saints? Where is the light of Abba Yahweh today, saints? Because truly, there are not too many that's proclaiming to be a son of Abba Yahweh. They know the name, but they're not walking in his truth. Say, and there is a law, his Torah, that we got to walk by and proclaiming to be the conditions of Abba Yahweh. There's no compromising. He said, this flesh is enmity against him, and we should not love the things of this world. For he said, the things of this world, the Shemayim, the Olam, shall pass away. But not one jot or one tilt of his precious truth. So it is our strength in this hour, saints, that we endure every optic that Satan brings against us. And we can, saints. Pastor Tuttle teaching about false prophets and lying wonders. And then he said, if it was possible, even the very elect would be deceived. Right. Well, why is that, saints? Right. Is the light of Abba Yahweh shining you today, saints? Because if not, our adversary Satan can deceive us as well. Yes. Because we're not trusting in his truth. And we're not walking in his Torah, saints. Our eyes are on the lust of this flesh. Yes. The pride of life. Saints, where is Abba Yahweh light burning in your hearts today? And then it goes on to say, let your light so shine before man that you know you have been bought with a price. Abba Yahweh, precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach. And you claim to endure this battle until the end, that you may see your good works. Are they seeing your good works today, saints? Are your works of Abba Yahweh today, saints? Because there's too much playing around, saints. There's too much compromising with our adversary, the devil. Who we know that our Abba Yahweh said that these things should try us. But we're able to overcome every obstacle and woe and wile of Satan. He said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we trust in Abba Yahweh. Our light should be shining bright today. For knowing that we have a hope, we should have the victory today. No reason that we should have any worries. No reason that we should be confused. No reason that we should be double-minded today, saints. No reason we should be vexed. He said, let the weak say they're strong. He said, let the poor say they're rich. And the mighty truth of Abba Yahweh. That's where we get the victory at. For our example had a test. When he fasted 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, Satan came to tempt him, but he overcame in the truth. Satan knew the scripture, but one thing about Satan, he couldn't live the truth. Where is your light today, saints? Are your light in Abba Yahweh today? Are we just knowing his name? Because it's more than just knowing Abba Yahweh's name. There's a law that we got to walk in. His Torah. And his mishpat got to be deeply rooted within our hearts, saints. And we can get the victory. For our example, Yahshua showed us that when he went down in the grave and he overcame the grave and took the sting out of death. He got up them 3 days, saints. The third day he did get up. The same with us. And we trust in his word, saints. Where is your light today, saints? Is it in the things of this life? Is that your light, saints? Are it in the things of this world? Is that where your trust is? He said, the scripture said, if men are the things in this world, what make men trust Abba Yahweh, he's then most miserable. Because our trust should be in the precious blood of Yahshua HaMashiach. And he died upon the cross for us. That we may have a life to the eternal kingdom, saints. It's time for us to be serious, saints. He said, if we that are called by his name humble ourselves, fast and pray, turn from our wicked ways, then he will bring us back to Abba Yahweh, saints. And we do need to repent, saints. For saying one thing about rebuke, chastisement, and reproof that we reject so much, that lets me know that we're still a son of Abba Yahweh. And we're still fighting this battle, saints. But we reject that, saints, because of how it hurts the flesh, or how the flesh don't like the way it's been told that it's doing wrong. And Abba Yahweh is trying to bring his people back to the house to make us one. And be on one accord and one mind of his precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. That we make it in, saints. The brother was talking about our soul. It said, don't fear the one that can kill the body, but fear the one that can kill the body and soul. And then it goes further to put it into hell. I told the brother, I'm going to give him a little piece of his pie today. Where is the light of the conditions today, saints? Where are your lights? Is it the light of Abba Yahweh? It is the light of your will and your wants and your ways. Because he says the way that seemeth right unto man, but in his own eyes. But it's not the way of Abba Yahweh. And that is the problem today, saints. We don't acknowledge Abba Yahweh. Yes, we know the name Abba Yahweh, but we're truly not walking in his ways. I even trusted in his Torah for guidance, saints. We seek our flesh for saints. And that's the reason we don't get the victory, because we don't trust in Abba Yahweh. And it says down in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and honor and praise your Abba, which is in heaven. And that we should do, not being ashamed of Abba Yahweh is truly in our hearts, saints. But he's just not there yet. That's why we can't give him the praise like we should. That's why men don't see the light like they should. That's why we're not a city that's set up on the hill. Because so many today want to compromise the truth. So many today want to walk in their ways and their will. And still say they know Abba Yahweh. And Abba Yahweh is truth, saints. And they know in between. He said, if you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. But we don't believe that. And judgment time is coming, saints. And when we stand before him, not pure and not white and righteous garments, saints, it's going to be too late. And we know about Esau, how he sought Yahweh in tears. Neither will our tears do us any good. So, saints, I ask you today, are your light in the light of Abba Yahweh? For that is our strength. That is the only way that we're going to get the victory in this life right here, is trusting in his Torah. That we walk in it, saints. Truly walk in it. That when we get weak, that we go to his Torah for strength. For that is what we get the power for. The reason we can't be filled with his Kedush Ruah is because we just won't get emptied out. We won't let him tear down this whole flesh of ours. It's still a little flesh of that we like, that we want to hold on to. It's still some out there in Egypt. We just hadn't gave it all up yet, saints. We don't believe in the scripture where it said we were bought with a price and we're no more our own. We still holding on to a little bit of Egypt, saints. But see, Abba Yahweh, when he speak the truth, he's for real, saints. Whether we think so or not, his truth is going to stand the test of time. And we're going to be judged by the things that we speak and say. According to that, we say we love Abba Yahweh. He don't look at the outward appearance of man. But he judges the heart of man of what we say, that we're the condition of Abba Yahweh. And we're walking in his truth. And we say we love him and we're doing what he say. But it's not true. It's not true, saints. And he said, a double-minded person is unstable all his ways. But we need to get a singleness of mind, that we should be in that one man of Abba Yahweh. Because his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, showed us that we can endure this race, that we can overcome, and we just trust in Abba Yahweh. Because I know if we got an example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if they went through the fiery furnace, trusting in Abba Yahweh, Daniel in the lion's den, got a little weary, Baba Yahweh told him, said, the first time you prayed, I heard you. And he would do the same thing to us today, if he gets real in our life. And we just trust in his Torah. We need to trust in that today, saints. For we are people that need to repent. But we don't think we do anything wrong. And we got a shepherd here that continually shows us how short we come of walking in Abba Yahweh. Because it says in the scripture, turn to Luke 12. He said also to the people, when you see a cloud rise up out of the west, straightway you say, there comes a shower. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat. And it comes to pass. Luke 12:54. I'm going to read 54 through 59. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat. And it comes to pass. You hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it that you do not discern this time? And we are people that don't know the time. Our adversary Satan, he knows the time better than the conditions of Abba Yahweh. For the simple reason, he's trying to draw all he can away from those that love Abba Yahweh Torah. And he knows he has but a short time. But it's just the condition of Abba Yahweh is not redeeming the time, that we draw closer to Abba Yahweh, that we have a strength to endure this race until the end. For he said the race is not given to the swift, not a balance to the strong, but those that endure to the end. And we can endure to the end. There's no excuse, saints, that we can't, saints. Because he told us to choose this day, life and death. Where is the light of Abba Yahweh today, saints? Are we hiding it up under a bushel because we're ashamed of his name? Or because of we just don't want to be complete in him? We want a little bit of the world and a little bit of Abba Yahweh too? It don't work that way, saints. You got to give up all, saints, to walk in this life of Abba Yahweh. It says 57, yea, why even of yourself judge you not what is right? When you go with your adversary, I want to go, saying, go with me to Timothy 6 and 17. Timothy 6 and 17. Whoever precious shepherd that gives us a warning to let us know, as I was saying, of how short we come of a walk on Abba Yahweh. And we should bless that for seeing we have false prophets out there that's deceiving the masses of people. And he's preaching the truth to us that we walk in the Torah and we're rejecting it. Because we have just not totally committed ourselves to Abba Yahweh. We still want to compromise this truth. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living Yahweh, who give us richly all things to enjoy. Timothy 6 and 18 says, They that do good, they that be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation. And the Torah is a good foundation. It is a foundation that we can stand on that's sure. We don't have to worry about that foundation because the foundation of Abba Yahweh. And he shows us time and time again that he can overcome or we just trust him. Saints, one thing for sure, saints, we need to let Abba Yahweh purge us and cleanse us, saints, and put that true light within our heart, saints, that we walk in his Torah with a sincere heart, saints, that we have a sober mind, and we be diligently about his work, saints, because his works is a serious matter, saints. Even though we don't take it real and we don't take it serious, he is going to have a people that really love him so much that nothing would deter them for entering into the kingdom of Abba Yahweh. He said in the scripture, if he don't have a people to crowd, he'll have the rocks to crowd, saints. I don't want to rock the crowd in my place. I want to crowd my own self to Abba Yahweh. But what he done for me, saints, or where he bought me from. Because I wasn't worthy. It was only by him that I was chosen to stand here this day and to speak of his truth. And I asked him to help me to endure this race on to the end. The only in him I trust. Turn with me to Matthew 7:13. It said Matthew 7:13. Where is the light of Abba Yahweh? So many think this road is a hard way to go. Some say there's too many wants and don'ts in it. But Abba Yahweh said in Matthew 7:13, enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And so many follow that broad way today, saints. And many there be which go in thereat. Why? Because the broad way pleases this flesh of ours. It brings joy to the flesh and not to Abba Yahweh. For Abba Yahweh said his way is because straight is the gate. Matthew 7:14 say, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be in that find it. And it is going to be few, saints. Because so many don't want to make a change. So many don't want to be transformed into the way of Abba Yahweh. And so many don't want to walk in his Torah. Because you have to do a cleansing and a purging of this flesh. And that's what Abba Yahweh wants. He's coming back for abundance of fruit. He's coming back for a pure bride. Turn to John 10:24. For it's time for the people of Abba Yahweh to stand up and show our adversary Satan that Abba Yahweh have a house that's going to stand this test and going to endure this race. They have a people. Not many, but the few that he have is going to stand the test of time because we know who our trust is in. And it's in Abba Yahweh. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long do you make us to doubt if you be the Messiah? Tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep. And I said unto you, well, why are they not of his sheep? Because he said, as John 10:27 said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Well, the light of Abba Yahweh in you today, saints. Are you following Abba Yahweh today, saints? Are your trust in this flesh of yours? Is that where your joy at? Is that where your comfort at? That's where your peace at, saints? John 10:28 said, I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's a sure foundation there, saints. Are you trusting in that foundation today, saints? Because this flesh is going back to the dust of which it came, saints. And when we stand before Abba Yahweh, all the things that we did in this flesh, we're going to be counted of, saints. And we're going to be judged there. Every idle word that we speak out of our mouth against a pastor, against a brother, against a sister, of no repentance, of no act of forgiveness of the brother, Abba Yahweh, we is going to be judged by. We may not believe it, saints, but we are going to be judged. Because it is coming a judgment time, saints, for the people of Abba Yahweh. I know we pray. I'm glad that my name is wrote in the Lamb's Book of Life. But one thing about it, saints, what are you doing to keep your name in that Lamb's Book of Life? Because you can't walk in this flesh and the things of this world and still think your name going to be in that Lamb's Book of Life, saints. Our desire should be in Abba Yahweh and His truth and trusting in His Torah, saints, that it guides us to the direction of Abba Yahweh. What is the light of Abba Yahweh today, saints? Do we have that one person that's proclaiming the name of Abba Yahweh, standing and walking in His truth? Because of he wanting to compromise so much, or he wanting to say, Abba Yahweh, can I do this and it'll be all right? And then I come back to you and it'll be all right. But it don't work that way, saints. Abba Yahweh wants your all in all. He don't want you to desire the things of this world, or walk in the things of this world, or even trust in them, or desire them things. But he wants you to desire his Torah, the scriptures, saints. That's our strength, saints. The scriptures. That's what should be in our heart. That should be on our mind every day of our life. And we walk out during the day, that should be our every thought. His scriptures. And a song upon our hearts. Or showing our Abba Yahweh how much we love him. Or how he forever present on our mind. Because we know that our idle mind is the devil's workshop. And our mind gets idle a very lot, saints. It don't go to the Torah. How do we sing songs to Abba Yahweh? That's how Satan comes in so easy. And like I was saying, Pastor quoted that scripture. If it was possible, even the very elect would be deceived. So saying we better put on the helmet of salvation. Making sure our feet shod in the preparation of the gospel. Have our loins girded about with truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. And taking up the sword of his scriptures, his Torah, saints. For that is our strength. And we should keep a scripture with us every day and every hour of the day. Because Satan never rests, just like our Abba Yahweh is with us always. So is our adversary. Continue to bombard our mind with things that's not of Abba Yahweh. Continue putting stumbling blocks in our way. But long as we keep his Torah in our hearts, saints, that we can overcome. And we can get the victory. If you believe it, saints. If you believe in it. Well, how do I believe it? Because when Yeshua HaMashiach fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and Satan knew the scriptures, Yeshua HaMashiach showed us too that he overcame because he is truth. And if we trust in the scripture and believe his truth, we can overcome too, saints. We know the adversary, Satan, is a liar. And he was a liar from the beginning. What is your light today, saints? Is it in Abba Yahweh, or are we trusting in the things of this world that bring pleasures to this flesh of ours? But can I tell you at the end, it's going to let you down, saints. It's definitely going to let you down. It said, John 10 and 30, I and my Father are one. And John 10 and 31 says the same thing we do to our shepherd here. When he gives us the truth that shows us ourselves and let us know how short we have come of, walking in Abba Yahweh's Torah in the direction that we're taking. And the truth that he's speaking to our house to try to bring them back to Abba Yahweh. This is what we do. Then the Jews took up stone against to stone him. And we do the same things with our looks, with our rejection of the truth. And we have a shepherd here that really loves this house, that want to see the house saved. But somewhere or another, we just can't compromise on how much the shepherd really loved the house. Because just like he wanted to enter in, he wants the house to enter in too. We don't believe that scripture when the scripture says, I've called pastors after my own heart. And we believe that there would be a gladness when he came and rebuked us and chastised us and reproved us for us walking away from the will of Abba Yahweh. There would be a joy bubbling up deep within, telling Abba Yahweh, I'm sorry, Abba Yahweh. Please forgive me, Abba Yahweh. Oh, that thought that wasn't on you. Of that deed that I did that wasn't according to your will. Of the wrong that I spoke to that brother and that sister. That we would, saints. And we believe in the truth that our shepherd is speaking to us, saints. Because he truly is a man after Abba Yahweh's own heart. And he truly is giving this house the truth. For he tells us all the time. And we don't trust the word that he speaks. Go back and review them again. But because of a situation of something that was said, we let the devil come in and say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not even going to worry about it. I ain't thinking about what he said. Like I say, saying, just like our Abba Yahweh is open, so is Satan too. And instead of us going to Abba Yahweh's way, we go to our adversary way. That's the way we go to our adversary way, which brings death unto the spiritual man. For our Abba Yahweh said he's the way, he's truth and life. If any man come unto the door and knock, he said he would accept the man. He said, if any man come up in any other way, he's either a thief and a robber. Why? Because he's trying to come like his adversary, the devil. Turn to 1 John 2 and 14. Bless you today, Abba Yahweh. For it's a blessing to be in the tabernacle of Abba Yahweh. And stood out there amongst the world today, shabbaking his mighty name and reading his Torah. And Abba Yahweh, let it be a blessing to my soul today that I trust you to endure these days upon this earth. 1 John 2 and 14 say, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of Yahweh abideth in you. You have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, nor the things in the world that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So saying, how can we love the world and Abba Yahweh too? If he said in this scripture, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if any man love the world, the love of the Abba is not in him. Saying that's why Abba Yahweh said that we should trust in his Torah. And we should have his Torah written within our hearts, saints. 1 John 2 and 16 said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Abba, but it is of the world. for the light of Abba Yahweh today, saints? Is it in his Torah? Are they in the things of this world? We want to be like those that are in the world. They claim that they know Abba Yahweh, but still they're walking in their ways and desiring the thing that pleases this flesh that makes it happen instead of walking in his Torah. Are we like those saints? Are we a set apart people? He said we're a peculiar people, a Kaddish nation, a royal priesthood. Do they see that in the Kaddish? Do they see that in the people of Abba Yahweh? Or do they see us blending in there with them saints? I was saying Yahweh when we get amongst the ones that say Yahweh, and when we get out there, we're showing something different. Because saints, they got to see a different. We got to be a set apart people. How will set apart people? It said, what fellowship with light and darkness? How can fellowship with light and darkness walk together except they agree? The light shall overcome the darkness. If it was dark in here, we flipped on the light would overcome the darkness. We could see everybody in here. We are the condition of Abba Yahweh, that set apart people, saints. We got to show them that we are truly the condition of Abba Yahweh. And there have been a change in our lives. And we have been transformed in our minds because we are Abba Yahweh's. And we are the condition of Abba Yahweh. And our desire is not like their desire. And our hope is not like their hope. For we know that we have a hope in the precious Son, Yahshua HaMashiach. And how Abba Yahweh loved us so much that he predestinated us from the foundation of the earth, that he gave us a right to his kingdom. And we just trust and walk in his Torah. That be forever real in our lives, saints. Because as Pastor constantly let us know, we are going to leave this earth. And we are going to stand before Abba Yahweh in judgment. And I can understand why Abba Yahweh said, unless we become as though one of those little ones, humble, we're not a humble people. For we can't stand no chastisement or rebuke. Because it messes with our manhood. And it makes us seem like that we're low. And Abba Yahweh just letting us know that he's trying to bring the sheep back to the fold. That they may be saved. Because the time is truly drawing short. And it's coming to its end, saints. We only have but a short time to get it right. So while the time is now, saints, let us get it right with Abba Yahweh. Before it's forever lasting too late. First John 2:17 said, as the world passes away, the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of Abba Yahweh abideth forever. First John 2:19. They that went out from us, but they were not of us. And for we've seen that, because I know we say it's because of the pastor that they leave. He put them off, or whatever we think. But the scripture said, 1 John 2:19 said, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest, that they were not all of us. Now that's what the scripture say. It's either the truth or a lie, pastors say. And the scripture also say, because they have not the desire to walk in his Torah, he gave them the desire of their own heart. And they wanted that life, so Abba Yahweh gave that to them, saints. But we chose the life to walk in his Torah, his righteous truth, his scripture, saints. That's our joy. That's our strength. That is what we rejoice over, not the things of this life, or leave the material things in this life. Because when we leave this earth, There's nothing that going with us going to enhance us from making it into the kingdom, saints. The only thing is his Torah and his scriptures on our hearts, saints. And us really trusting in it, saints. And when you go out there in this world, saints, you're your match for your adversary, the devil, saints. Once you walk off up under that covenant of Abba Yahweh, then your heart is open to everything that Satan going to bring against you. And you ain't going to be able to stand. You is going to be overtaken. Ain't no doubt about it. You is going to be overtaken. There's only one that's a match for Satan. And that's Abba Yahweh, saints. So I'm telling you, when you go out there, if you ain't ground and rooted, saints, I'm telling you, you're going to be lost. It takes Abba Yahweh and a mighty trust in his Torah to endure this race out here today, saints. But because Satan got so many devices and so many things that pleases this flesh that makes it happy, saints, that he'll overcome you, saints. That he will overcome you, saints. It don't make no difference how strong you think he is, saints. If we ain't got this, saints, and trust in this, we ain't going to endure this race. We ain't going to do it. We ain't going to do it. Only this right here, his Torah, will bring the true life in his people of Abba Yahweh. And the hope of his son, Yeshua HaMashiach. That is our hope, saints, and our strength. That is what we're living to live for. That we look upon his face. On the streets of glory, that we lift our voice to let them know, home and home at last, that we will rejoice. And what a time that would be when all he could do some gets together. Oh, Abba Yahweh, keep your Torah, Abba Yahweh, within my heart. That I trust in it, Abba Yahweh. Let me not get high-minded or haughty, Abba Yahweh. But let me love every word and every truth that you be spoken to my heart, Abba Yahweh. That I forever keep a repentant heart. Because I can't make without you. I can't make without you. 1 John 21. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, that no lie is of the truth. 1 John 2:22 says, who is a liar but he that denies that Yahshua is the Messiah? He is the Antichrist that denies the Abba and the Son. And saints, one thing for sure, we truly believe that our Abba Yahweh gave his Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, that we may have a right to his kingdom. That he shed his precious blood. Turn to Michelle, Proverbs 1:20. You know it says in Proverbs, Michelle, Proverbs 1:20 says, wisdom crieth out. She uttered her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of the concourse, in the opening of the gates. In the city she uttered her words. Proverbs 1:20. I'm going to read 20:26-27. Michelle in Proverbs 1:20 said, wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, you simple one, will you love simplicity? And I thank you, Abba Yahweh, for the simplicity of your word that each brother bring to us, that we may understand it, that it's not complicated. She cried in the chief place of the concourse, in the opening of the gates. In the city she uttered her word, saying, how long, you simple one, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my ruah unto you. And we just empty out ourselves and give our totally being unto Abba Yahweh, that he may crucify this flesh afresh, that we be no more our own, but given total over to him, we will be endowed, just like in Acts 2. And when they were all on one accord, and he entered into them his kodesh ruah. And they start speaking in tongues. He would give that to us too, and we believe it. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called and you refuse. I have stretched out my hand and no man regardeth. But you have said and not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity, and I will mock when your fear cometh. And that we don't want, saints. That's why I tell you, saints, we better get a sober mind and get serious as Abba Yahweh and start walking in his Torah, trusting in it. There forever be grounded and rooted within our hearts, saints. I'm telling you, our adversary, the devil, he's not playing, saints. He's a lot more serious than we are, saints. And it don't make no difference what age limit. They asked Job, asked Satan, where have you been? He said he'd been to and fro, out the earth, seeing who he can devour. And he's doing that today, saints. He's doing that today. We better believe that, saints. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me. Saying we better call upon him while he can be found. We better not wait till that time come that we can't find him. While he can be found, saying we better let him know that we need help and that we've walked and not his Torah are trusted in the misfox. That he give us a space of repentance. But I will not answer. Help me, Abba Yahweh. To acknowledge my sins, Abba Yahweh. And not refuse your chastisement and reproof and rebuke as your shepherd bring to me when he speak to us. I tell the house, saints. But you say you're near to those with a broken heart and contrite spirits. Give me that, Abba Yahweh. Give me that, Abba Yahweh. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. He lets us know that he's a jealous Abba Yahweh, and there will be no other God before him. There's only one Abba Yahweh, but there are plenty of gods that the people are serving around here, saints. We're trusting Abba Yahweh. He's not a God, saint. He's Abba Yahweh all by himself. Therefore, they shall eat of the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices. And Abba Yahweh is going to do that, saints, because they have not the love for the truth. He is going to let them love the thing that they desire outside of Abba Yahweh. That's going to bring judgment against them. That's going to cause them to either be in heaven or hell. But somehow or another, saints, we think that this is a fairy tale, hell and heaven. We don't believe it's real, because if we did, saints, we will walk a closer walk with Abba Yahweh. There wouldn't be so much compromising with this flesh of ours, but we would crucify the afresh, saints. We would crucify it daily. When we wake up in the morning, even when we come to prayer in the morning, get up on our knees, we would give Abba Yahweh praise. It would be like a sounding trumpet. It really would, saints, and we really believe. But when we lay down at night, saints, we don't believe it's Abba Yahweh that brought us up, woke us up that next day, saints. We just think we got up. And that's not so, saints. That's not so. We could go away from here that we lay down tonight. So we should trust Abba Yahweh, saints. And let his Torah be real within our hearts, saints. Because the time is so short, saints. And ain't no reason that we shouldn't get the victory. If we really believe in this Torah, for it is our roadmap to eternal life. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of Yahweh. For they were none of my counsel, They despise all my reproof. Why? Michelle, Proverbs 1 and 32. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Michelle, Proverbs 1 and 33 said, but whoso hearken unto me shall dwell in safely, and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Do you believe that today, saints? For if you believe that, saints, your light shall shine forever so bright, for knowing that he's our high tower, for he's a refuge in the time of trouble. He'll see us through every storm. He'll make a way. He brought them out of Egypt. He opened the Red Sea that they can go across dry shod. So will he move the mountains out of your way as well. So will he break those shackles and the bondage amongst you and make you free. Because you say you're his people. And his people he loves. For he said he would not leave us or forsake us. For he said he'd never see the righteous out baking bread. Why? Because he know what we have need of before we even ask. And he is our supplier. He supplies with his truth. The Torah will be grounded and rooted within our hearts. Because he know if we have a people that's truly going to stand, he'll be right with them to the end. He won't leave them. It may seem like to you that you're all alone and there's no hope. And that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to seem weak and there's no hope. That way you'll give it all to him. But when you try to work it out, you're not getting no victory. Satan will make you think you're getting the victory. But when you give to him, there'll be peace. He'll bring the shalom of Abba Yahweh in your heart. He'll work the peaceable fruit of Abba Yahweh. And there will be a joy and gladness for knowing that we're going to live with Abba Yahweh for eternity, where there'll be no more suffering. There'll be no more crying. There'll be no more worrying. Oh, but there'll be peace and joy there. How we made it over. How we just trusted in Abba Yahweh. No matter what our adversary brought against us, but he brought us through. Oh, yes, saints. Let us trust in Abba Yahweh. Oh, his word is truth, saints. I know Satan tried to make us think, as our pastor says, it's a fairy tale, but it's true, saint. Let us take that chance. This of a truth. Let our adversary, the devil, make us think it's a lie. Let us trust it, the truth, and endure this thing to the end. That we be given totally over to Abba Yahweh. That he continually show us ourselves. That we keep a repentant heart. And forever trust in his Torah, that while we're on this earth, that we walk as he wants to walk, as a Kedushim, a son of daughter Abba Yahweh, proclaiming and letting the people know that he do have a people that's going to stand the test of time, that's going to be in that one mind and be on one accord of Abba Yahweh, letting Abba Yahweh know that his son blood wasn't in vain. Let us trust in it, saints. And let us believe in it today, saints. Let us believe in it. And it seems like a long time, but it's not a long time. Let us endure just a little while longer. I thank you, Abba Yahweh. For in your weakness, he will make you strong. For even though it's just a few, so it was with Gideon. He told Gideon he had too many. And it showed Gideon how to bring it down to a few. Did he give Gideon the victory? He would give us the victory too. He would give us the victory too. It's just like in the time of Noah. See, it's warning time now. They didn't believe in the time of Noah. And only 8 were saved. Are you one of those that want to be saved today, saint? 8 ain't a lot. He still said in the word, only a few. Are you going to be one of the few? are the light of Abba Yahweh going to shine in you, saints? For because the time is now to repent, that Abba Yahweh may draw you back to him. Because he seeks to save such as those of a contrite spirit and a broken heart, just humble and meek without fight. Because you're not going to win the battle, saints. Because if you're not with Yahweh, then evidently you're on your side, the adversary of the devil. And he knows what to do to turn you away from Abba Yahweh. He knows what thing that he can bring against his flesh to draw you away from his Torah. And you may say, he can't do that. Well, when he bring a rebuke against you, when the pastor bring a rebuke or chastisement to show you you're wrong, Satan knows what button to push to bring anger, to bring rejection, to give a counsel to let the pastor know that you don't like what he's saying. And we quote that scripture. Everything works for the good of those that love Yahweh and are called according to his purpose. But do we believe that? Because when it comes, we forget about that scripture. Because if we believe that, we will rejoice and give Yahweh the praise that we're still on his mind. I bless you today, saints. Brother Pat, you can come forth and play our song. Thank you, Abba Yahweh, for your word today. I hope it may be a strength unto y'all. That the light of Abba Yahweh truly burns bright within our lives. That where we go, even amongst us here, that we see a sincerity about pleasing Abba Yahweh and walking his Torah. That he give us a pure love for one another. That we be on that one, being one mind and one accord. Because all we got is each other. And to those that are listening on the live stream, trust in Abba Yahweh. For he will see you through every circumstances. He will give you the victory over every obstacle that comes against you. Because only in him that you can get the victory. Go ahead, Brother Pat.
Yeah.
now I have the pastor to say, let us sing it one more time, saint, and look at each other in the face as we sing it. Thank you, Abba Yahweh, for your word that was spoken today, Abba Yahweh. Give us a light to shine and bright, Abba Yahweh. And I love, Abba Yahweh, that we keep the mist box truly grounded and rooted in our hearts, Abba Yahweh. That we endure this race, Abba Yahweh, trusting in you, Abba Yahweh. Not our will and not our way, and not even our thoughts, Abba Yahweh. But Abba Yahweh, that we trust in your truth and your scripture. That when we need, when we get weak, Abba Yahweh, we go to your scriptures to be made strong. Abba Yahweh, when there be vexation in the land, Abba Yahweh, that we go to your truth for peace, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, I ask you to give your man service everywhere this day, Abba Yahweh. Anoint the word they speak out of their mouth, Abba Yahweh. Let it be like fire this day, Abba Yahweh. Uprooting every sin. This day, Abba Yahweh, hearing your people, Abba Yahweh, a repentant heart, did they come back to you, Abba Yahweh. Strengthen Pastor Andre Israel today, Abba Yahweh, and he begins service at 2 o'clock, Abba Yahweh. Let the Ruah speak to the house today, Abba Yahweh. Take control, Abba Yahweh. Oh, Pastor Han, Abba Yahweh, strengthen Pastor Brown, Abba Yahweh. Oh, strengthen our pastor here, Abba Yahweh. Keep the truth richly within his heart, Abba Yahweh. As he feeds the house, Abba Yahweh. Showing us a pure love, Abba Yahweh. Oh, letting us know that he won't in the house to make it in, Abba Yahweh. Forever keep your word richly within his soul, Abba Yahweh. Oh, I bless him today, Abba Yahweh. A true shepherd indeed, Abba Yahweh. Oh, Abba Yahweh, I thank you for everything that was done this day, Abba Yahweh. The songs, Abba Yahweh. I thank you for the saints here, Abba Yahweh. The family of Emunah, Abba Yahweh. My brothers and sisters, Abba Yahweh. Keep us together, we draw closer. With a pure love for one another, Abba Yahweh. Oh, you said one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000, Abba Yahweh. Oh, Abba Yahweh, for us together, Abba Yahweh, we can move a mountain, Abba Yahweh. Cause we trust in you, Abba Yahweh. And we know you are our mountain mover, Abba Yahweh. Let the shalom of Abba Yahweh be in your people's hearts this day. For knowing that we have a hope, Abba Yahweh, and your precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah, Yahweh.